This article was originally published on Popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. While Forspoken left plenty of people divided on how they felt about it, most tend to enjoy the game, like our own Corey Gallagher, that liked dashing and flinging spells all over the land of Aethia. We've now come to the Forspoken, in Tanta We Trust DLC that not only answers a few questions from the main game in its short time, but took what was great from it and made it better. Ditching the giant, open-world vibe of the main story, this DLC goes for a more lean, straightforward experience that takes place after the events from Forspoken, but mostly serves as a prequel as Frey is sent back to the past of Aethia to an event known as the Purge of the Reddic. Turns out it's a war so bad, that it tore the land asunder and eventually turned the famed Tanta rulers to evil. When Frey arrives, she quickly learns she's not herself, but instead she's possessed someone else's body. It's not long before she runs into one of the Tantas named Chinta, who is doing her best to stop the war from destroying her land. To say any more would spoil the story, but those who have completed the main story are already smiling, I'm sure, and have an idea of what to expect going forward. Well, that is, except for the cool additions that make their way here, such as all new spells and gameplay mechanics to learn, as of course Frey doesn't carry over any of her powers from before. The main one being that Chinta is always with you and you can use your abilities along with hers to dish out some pretty sick attack and spell combos. How sick are they, you ask? Now when you see a large number of enemies that would make you turn tail in the original game, they can now be taken out easily with your combined skills, especially when you charge them up for more devastating power. And it just gets better from there, as there's new skill trees to upgrade, and other new stuff to play with, such as this energy whip-like ability that allows you to zip across the land and soar over large gaps. That's a joy to use. So much so, that you'll feel bad when things start wrapping up at around 2.5 hours of game time. That speeds by thanks to all of the fun you're having with the spells and streamlined experience. If you enjoyed the base game, then picking up the Forspoken, in Tanta We Trust DLC is a must. It's a bit short and you can make it last a little longer by trying to find all the hidden collectibles and grinding to power up your abilities as high as they can go, but the game and fun still ends far too soon. At least it takes everything that was good from the main entry and makes it even better in this rare DLC that outshines the original game it follows. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popzara.com.